Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris closes out the Democratic National Convention tonight in Chicago. She will make history by becoming the first black woman to accept a major party's nomination for president. Last night, her running mate Tim Walz accepted the vice presidential nomination. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more on his appearance.
There were people that were really fired up by Tim Walz. They liked this idea of him being Coach Walz, of those signs that a lot of delegates held up that said Coach Walz on them. They liked his family's reaction to what he had to say, and they liked that he took on Donald Trump and J.D. Vance head on.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance talking about immigration today. Trump will be at the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have halted everything. Their 9,500 employees locked out in a labor dispute that could have a serious impact on the U.S. economy as well as the Canadian economy. Home sales ending their four-month slide as mortgage rates tick down in July. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A bizarre break-in. People on the north side woke up this morning to find a man standing over them in bed, and he was covered in blood. He allegedly told them he'd just been shot. The residents ran out of the house and called 911. Madison police say when officers got there, they searched the home and found a man hiding in the basement. They started treating him and found he had not been shot. Turns out his only injuries were likely from the glass he broke trying to get into their home. They learned he'd been living at a transitional housing facility, and his peers said he was really paranoid earlier in the day. Plus, police found drug paraphernalia, so they think he was under the influence. He was arrested, and the family wasn't hurt. And a home is a total loss after a fire this morning. It happened in the town of Bristol on Branch Road. Staff from Dane County Communications tell me someone called 911 just before 2 a.m. According to WKOW, no one was hurt and there was no one home at the time. But now it's a total loss. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Crew lose in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers let a 6-4 lead slip away, heading into the bottom of the ninth. The Cardinals tied things up, and in the 10th, Nolan Arenado delivered a walk-off home run to give the Cardinals a 10-6 victory over the Brewers, manager Pat Murphy.
We had many chances to add on more runs and didn't, but credit goes to the Cardinals. You know, they're scrapping and playing hard and got some timely hits.
NFL Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing, says he suffered a neck stinger in last week's joint practice against the Broncos. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
They're a lot different. Some are a lot common. I think a lot of guys reference getting a stinger at some point. I've had stingers in the past before the incident in last year. Certain things happen. Some are more severe than others. You know, you kind of look at it differently. But like I said, we're going to give opinions back, see all the information before we make any like statements that are untrue.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
92.7 WMDX Weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns. Eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at waterlanternfestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we replay an interview with one of our favorite comedians, Pat McGann. And I welcome one of the most prolific actors in Hollywood, Wisconsin native Richard Reilly, who has over 400 movie credits.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
These days, our party acts more like a cult. A cult worshiping a felonious thug. You don't have to agree with every policy position of Kamala Harris. I don't. But you do have to recognize her prosecutor mindset that understands right from wrong, good from evil. She's a steady hand and will bring leadership to the White House that Donald Trump could never do. Let me be clear to my Republican friends at home watching. If you vote for Kamala Harris in 2024, you're not a Democrat. You're a patriot.
What? All right. You're not ready for this smoke. We still have JoJo from Jersey, Charlotte Clymer, and now the woman, the myth, the legend, the industry. It's Allison Gill from Mueller, She Wrote, and Daily Beans. Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. How are you?
We were both saying the same thing, Charlotte. You tweeted about it. It's just almost too much. It's overwhelming in a good way. Like I was saying, like we're happy. You know, we feel lucky to be here. But I'm like, today I woke up, I'm like, oh, I can go home tomorrow.
Well, now I know why Bill Clinton was that way with the balloons the last time. That's me. Like, do you remember that? Yeah. When they really saw balloons and he's all...
Yeah. It's just this big, like, you know, for us political nerds, it's like this big nerd fest.
It's our
all
Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, but it's just, it's almost like sensory overload. And you, Charlotte was saying, like, you think you'd pick a highlight. You were saying that too. And then there's more. Every night there's like, oh, that's my favorite. Oh my God, that line or that thing. And it's just, I mean, when you start with an effing DJ for your roll call, I mean, what?
Yeah.
But what has been your... What would you say? I can even pick highlights. There's so many.
There are so many, but you called it. That roll call, we have now, we have figured out how to do the roll call.
I know.
And I remember I tweeted, I think I tweeted at Morning Joe or I tweeted at everybody, like, I want to see the side-by-side of the RNC recall. And the
someone did it.
Recall. And yeah, Morning Joe put it out because I remember it just being like,
oh God, like a colonoscopy.
You want like 42 votes and then like three people clap. Yay. And here we have this DJ. We've got Georgia coming out with Lil Jon. And now from now on until for the rest of our days, it's going to be a competition to see which state can outdo everybody.
Look at me.
During the roll call.
I'm a DJ because I'm a, you know, I'm a music radio DJ from way back in the day, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
What time is it?
I'm on 105.9 WCKG Chicago, the home of rock and roll, everybody.
I love it.
Yeah.
Don't I look like a traffic reporter in here?
It's going to be a long ride on the dead ride this morning, everybody. I leave a little early.
You look like a nerd. Do you look like a sports reporter? Like one of those sports.
Oh, yeah. I always wanted to be a sports reporter. Yeah. I always, and I was like, but back then women didn't really do it. And I was like, but I want to be a sports reporter.
But I highlighted my even favorites from the roll call. Because, I mean, so I, you know, Sweet Home Alabama for Alabama. I mean, some of it's a little on the nose, but fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas Don't Stop, of course, for Bill Clinton, which we saw last night. California. California Love by Tupac and Kendrick Lamar. I'm thinking a Libra did that. They couldn't decide between Kendrick Lamar.
And Texas, Beyonce, Texas Hold'em.
That's more it's more Gemini.
Okay, is Beyonce coming tonight? Is that what we're hearing?
I think it's going to be
You think so?
Beyonce
did you just give me a thumbs up?
If you,
I can't say. I can't. I'm not allowed to tell you. You always know things no one else knows, and I have to look at you. You can tell that's your military background. You just won't crack.
That wasn't a no, Steph.
Because somebody tweeted also a rumor about Taylor Swift on a private plane that's coming, that's going to Illinois.
I mean, I have a real bad poker face. So, yeah, you can ask me those questions and I'll tell you without words.
Your eyes are kind of like I'm at the slot machine and like the cherries. And I'm like, all right,
No whammies. Ask her the Taylor Swift question because you didn't not yet say no to that one yet.
Oh.
Is Taylor Swift not coming tonight, Allison?
Oh, that one I don't know.
Okay. So that means Beyonce is coming.
I didn't say that. Did I say that? He figured it out.
You infer.
All right. Private Idaho, little too on the news, knows by the B-52s for Idaho. I mean, you don't have to have the name of the state in the thing, but it was, that was good. Kansas, Carry On, My Wayward Son by Kansas, again, kind of predict, but liked it. I mean, Minnesota, Kiss in 1999.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They now they got to do a hologram, though, because you can't, now we got to up the game every time, right?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a competition, a very fierce competition from here on out.
Jerseys, of course, Springsteen, Born in the USA, although, well, no, that was... They did not use the ones where the town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. That's probably not that complimentary of New Jersey.
No. He's focusing more on the Garden State aspect.
We're okay with it, though.
A Libra also in charge of New York. They couldn't decide between Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. Empire State of Mind.
Gemini more than Libra. I'm just going to throw that out there.
It depends. Lily Tomlin's buddy, I just said 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton for Tennessee,
of course.
That was
amazing. That's my karaoke go-to song.
I'm a John Denver geek all the way to like Grandma's feather bed. Like, that's how bad I am. So Take Me Home, Country Roads for West Virginia. And Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling for Wyoming. Because, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the best.
Right? Mm. Yeah. But, this convention, Oprah, for God's sakes. Kamala Harris! In her Oprah, and her doing her best Oprah.
When you're walking through the
She's
hall
good at Oprah.
In the arena, you can hear big cheers come up every now and then. And Oprah was the loudest cheer I heard when I was walking through the hall.
Yeah.
It was
the
main.
You're a rock star. I mean, great thing about, if the house is on fire, we don't ask who you are. We saved a childless cat lady and the cat.
And the cat.
We don't come in for that cat.
Yeah.
No cats left behind, let me tell you.
Exactly.
But, Allison, one of the things I thought was, that I didn't actually even know, is that she's an independent. Yeah. And you just assume she's a Democrat, but that, I think, made it even more powerful that she's, so full-throatedly was there.
Yeah, it might be the billionaire part of her, dragging her a little to the right on taxes. I had no idea. I thought she was a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, too.
So that was really for the tax cuts. She'd be eating cat food. She hardly have anything.
Right, she's really struggling.
Yeah.
She's like, I've lived in Hawaii, I've lived here. I'm like, she has houses in
every one of those states.
Right now, as we speak.
I've been to the one in Santa Barbara. That's for the Obama fundraiser, like a million years ago.
Oh my God.
I have a doomsday bunker in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Get a house.
And we all thought everybody went because we thought, we'll get to see Oprah's house. And it was like in her swamp, like in her field, like
in her
thousand
swamp era.
And they're like, don't try to go to the house. A sniper will shoot you.
Oh my God.
Don't.
Oh God.
Stay.
Wow.
Don't run. I worked with Gail King.
The sudden movements.
I worked with Gail King at the Oxygen Network. And so she and Oprah were on a blanket. Stevie Wonder was playing. And so I just went up to say hi because I worked with Gail.
Tackled.
Yeah. There's all the security guys are like, not from behind.
Oh my God.
Approach Miss Winfrey from behind.
Her.
And I'm like, I know. I work with Gail.
No Oprah back door.
Don't do it with horses. Don't do it with Gail King.
I'm telling you, America. Don't approach Oprah from behind.
Touch first while approaching.
And don't grab the hair. Whatever you do.
That is the hardest.
I worked for her. I was oxygen. Oh, I work in. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. She works so hard too. She was. She was walking around the arena with just a bunch of papers and files.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh wow. That woman works so hard.
Yeah. So, oh, God, tonight I can't even imagine. Like we every night you think, well, we're not going to top that, right?
Tonight's the big night.
Yeah. What? So who else? Obviously, I know. I mean, it's Kamala night, so I know her sister Maya is going to speak. But I don't know. I don't know what else is on the agenda. Do you?
I could look it up if you wanted.
No, I just thought you would have secret information.
We should have no secret information about Beyonce or anything.
Yeah. Mm.
That's the second time she's brought up Beyonce. Just unprovoked.
I know. It's almost as if she's trying to tell us.
Yeah, it's almost weird.
Democrats are going through a renaissance.
What else? I mean, just, you know, there's so many. I'm trying to think last night we were saying about, you know, Bill Clinton still is the explainer in chief, right? Mm. I mean, I didn't even know. It sounded like he didn't even know it, that, you know, 51 million jobs
that
Democrats have created since the end of the Cold War. Mm-hmm. And Democrats have created 50 million of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 1 million is what we, and so I. You know, Allison, could we finally turn around this stupid the Republicans are better at the economy? Or Donald Trump, who's been bankrupt and convicted of business fraud?
Well, we've always been. We just haven't been able to message it, I think, effectively. Yeah. So hopefully we're coming into that messaging era.
Yeah.
So the Republicans inherited
the economy. The lowest rate it's been in 50 years.
Yeah. And Charlotte, is someone in the military, not only walls, but what did we say? I think it was Joy Reid that said, look at Tammy Duckworth going out there on her fly bionic legs and just taking an effing two-by-four to Donald Trump.
Oh, I love
that. But that was perfect. A five-time draft dodger, you know, is going to take my rights away.
Amen.
Right, after what I sacrificed for this country.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And another standout moment was when Michelle Obama said the affirmative action of generational wealth.
Yes.
Bowled me over.
Yeah.
And I know Jonathan Capehart had a real visceral reaction to that, too, that he talked about on the air. But that was an incredible, succinct way to put that.
And the arena responded in real time.
Oh, yeah. Give me, Sean, if you can give me cut 19 for Charlotte, because Governor Moore, same thing, a lot of veterans.
Oh, yeah.
I keep saying this. We're taking back the flag. We're taking back God. We're taking back the military. We're taking back football.
We want it all.
Patriotism.
Yes. But this is Governor Moore.
I joined the Army when I was 17. In fact, I was too young to sign the paperwork. I had to ask my mom to sign the paperwork for me because I don't have bone spurs.
I mean, everybody just coming at him on that. But just this next one on Governor Moore as well.
Making America great doesn't mean telling people you're not wanted. And loving your country does not mean lying about its history. Making America great means saying the ambitions of this country would be incomplete without your help.
We keep saying the Oprah line, everybody gets a plate at our barbecue, but just, you know, Charlotte, what we talked about, this means all of us. Like I keep saying, it means what's actually on the Statue of Liberty.
That's right. We fight for everybody.
Right.
Even the folks who despise us, we're going to fight for them because that's what it means to be an American.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Allison, let's talk about the latest treason, just because, you know, while everybody else is having a good time, Trump is again committing treason.
The call to BB?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, it shocks no one.
No.
But, he is a traitor and has always been.
Mm-hmm. And we need to fix that.
It's a violation of the Logan Act, and here we are.
It is, but that law has no teeth. It's never been prosecuted in the history of the United States. That's the problem. We need our Congress to shore up these laws because our norms have gone out the window with MAGAism and Donald Trump. We no longer can rely on that social civics contract that we were all sort of living under with ethical morals and doing the right thing. That's out the window for the other party. And so we actually need to shore these rules up. The Hatch Act, which they have done a little bit, but we have to fix those. And not just through agency regulations, because as we know, the Supreme Court gutted agency regulations, agency's ability to be able to interpret the laws of this land.
Yeah.
They want to do it themselves. So we need to get four more justices on that court, and we need to have Congress pass these laws.
Yeah. But Kamala Harris, she represents the rule of law. She will bring back the rule of law, and that we are, a nation of laws, not men. By the way, when she talks about morals, she doesn't mean you. You have the morals of an alley cat.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay. We're a big tent.
Oh, I'm a big tent.
Did she just do a roomy vagina joke?
No, I didn't mean my roomy. Oh, I said I welcome all types.
Oh, sure.
Roomy, that's
okay. All right. Hot dog down a hallway. Let's
ouch.
What?
I'm never dating again, thanks to Stephanie
what?
Miller.
No, I'm sure it's
tight. I resent that remark.
Yeah, tight as a cat's ass. Childless cat lady.
How would you know that? She knows.
Just I hear stuff. People are chatty. What happens at the DNC? Does not stay here.
No, it does 19, not.
No,
it does
not.
Goes on radio.
19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Why do I think these four people together would not be just a complete...
I blame you.
...hash of... Okay, Simply Safe Home Security. It's secure as we speak. Mm. It is it's securing my home and my body. Simply Safe has 24/7 monitoring agents. They all act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive live guard technology, agents can see and even speak to intruders in your home, warning that the police are on their way. Oh, wouldn't that be great to have Record Oprah doing it?
Get out of here!
Okay. And you get a jail term. Get out of the house. No long-term contracts or cancellation fees. Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, never locked in. Named Best Home Security 5 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
This is a disgusting display.
Boy, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you.
and what you say really...
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
It struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, I hate to say, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the DNC Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by American Financing. Saving homeowners over $800 every month by using your home's equity to pay off high-interest debt. American Financing, America's home for home loans. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. I mean, 25 minutes after the hour, live from the DNC. Is this a panel of badasses or what? I mean, JoJo from Jers, Charlotte Clymer, Allison Gill. And we were all playing different air instruments during that.
We were.
Doobie Brothers. That was.
I was doing the double-fisted jerkin twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
Donald Trump. And we're all living our fantasies.
Oh, you can Sky Wiener jerk.
The double handy J that Donald Trump does that? Yeah.
I saw her earlier. Earlier by accident. It was great.
Yeah, I know. I heard the whole place went whoop, their alarms went off.
We're all living our fantasy. You can pretend to be a sports reporter with this headset. I can to be a traffic reporter.
Yep.
That was supposed to be my first job, but I get sick in helicopters.
Oh,
I was supposed to do them.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, in Buffalo, where I'm from. Yeah. I was going to do all my little voices like, it's Catherine Hepburn. It's going to be a long ride. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Ethel Merman.
I've got a feeling traffic's really bad.
And you said you used to host a fake Tonight Show in your basement when your sister was the only guest.
Yeah.
Were you like, you can't tell the same story every time. You're going to need to come up with some better stories.
Well, I wish I could have thrown an Ethel Merman in there, but, you know, it was just us and the dog. You're going to get bounced from this episode, sis. You're just not bringing it.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard this story 15 times, sis.
I know. I'm in trouble. Oh, my God.
Pick a topic. I'll think of a new story. Oh, no, your sister.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We're teasing her, not you.
Oh, yeah.
F her.
Oh.
Yeah, there's
Charlotte, let's talk about it. This whole... This is going to be the worst campaign in history, this Trump... And my father-in-law only won 6 states with Goldwater in 64, so... I mean, every time, like this thing about the Medal of Honor, every time he just makes it worse. Ugh. He just needs to shut the F up. Like,
so
he tries to, like, clean it up, and he says the same thing again that's just as repulsive, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, Alice and I served in the military, and I tell you, the Medal of Honor is, I don't know how to adequately describe it, but it's one of those things where it's untouchable.
Yeah.
You just don't touch it, regardless of your beliefs or who you don't like or dislike, whatever. When someone earns the Medal of Honor, they become on Mount Olympus to us, to veterans.
He makes it sound like the same thing he said before, like if you get injured or die, you're a loser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and it was untouchable because no one would conceive of touching it. No one would ever think why would you do that.
And a large portion of Medal Honor recipients die.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well,
they receive it posthumously.
Yeah. And he said that like it was an insult to them. Like, yeah. And these guys aren't even dead.
They've been mangled by bullets or whatever. But mm-hmm. I thought, wasn't he bragging about that happening to him?
But right. he started with I like people that weren't captured. I mean, John McCain, I don't agree with this. I didn't agree with his politics, but he's a hero.
Yes.
And the thing that made him, to me, is he could have gone home, but he didn't.
Years.
He stayed, I mean, so it just, by the way, I just realized they're both military. I'm traveling with them just in case things, you know, some stuff goes down.
No, I'm going to travel with them. Navy under Clinton. I'm not.
You can't do. But you can just you can tell dirty jokes.
We just read books a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a different kind of semen under Clinton, huh?
You know what, you little whore? You need to think about, you sit there and think about what you've done, and we'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show live from the TNC.
Oops.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket. State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding.
Well, Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruell was killed in June. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Parents with school-age children or kids in daycare, listen up. The Department of Health Services is reminding parents of new vaccine requirements this school year. New this year, students going into seventh grade need a meningitis vaccine, and incoming high school seniors need a meningococcal booster. You used to be able to report that your child had chickenpox and that would excuse them from the vaccine, but now you need to get chickenpox diagnosed by a doctor to qualify for the exemption. And next week, the Madison School District will officially open renovations at the city's four comprehensive high schools. They've gone through all kinds of renovations thanks to the 2020 school district referendum. Now the high schools have updated air conditioning, heating, and plumbing. They have new spaces for the arts, renovated career training areas, and even updated stadiums and athletics facilities. They'll show off the renovations next Friday at East La Follette Memorial and West. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The sunshine just won't stop. And with those high temperatures hitting perfection in the mid-70s, it's making for a pretty pleasant day. And we've got more sunshine on tap tomorrow with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees and a chance of a few spotty showers by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Hey, checking in?
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Todd Albaugh,
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Join us on our next show for the last day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, live with Trick V. Olsen and more. It's going to be a party. Don't miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The United Way and the Ad Council.
Prosecutor, as a district attorney, as an attorney general, as a United States senator, and then our vice president, she's fought on the side of the American people. She's taken on the predators and fraudsters. She's taken down the transnational gangs, and she stood up to powerful corporate interests. She has never hesitated to reach across that aisle if it meant improving your lives. And she's always done it with energy, with passion, and with joy. Folks, we've got a chance to make Kamala Harris the next president of the United States.
Coach. Oh, man. Another line. I forgot that I love Bill Clinton saying, as the man from hope, and she's the president of joy. Mm-hmm. It's the word everyone lands on, yeah. Right?
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
a big round of applause for all those volunteers who come and pass those signs out.
Yes.
That is a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
They're ready. They pass them out. We all get
them. They're up immediately.
Like, yeah. All right, everybody go.
Incredible.
Did you see they pranked Peter Ducey? They told, like he was getting an exclusive. They said, here's one of the signs. It's going to say Governor Walz. And so he went back to Fox News and like, oh, look, I got an exclusive. These are the signs. And they said, oh, that's weird. We thought it would probably say Coach Walz. And so, of course, cut to the convention.
Oh,
totally punked him.
So good.
Wow. How's your exclusive, Peter?
That's
if anyone
delicious.
Deserved the pantsing, that's Peter Ducey.
Been happy to announce your guy.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Someday it'll be your day, Peter.
One day your ship will come in.
Yeah. Joe, we were saying, all you guys, this is why, all of you social influencers are here, because you kind of led the way on how to fight. Mm. And the Harris campaign, I love what Chris keeps saying, they're describing it as their social media is run by a bunch of feral 25-year-olds.
That's
so
true.
But we're all like, whoa, this is how you fight.
Yeah.
I mean, even from the subject line of their press releases, they're alpha liberaling, right?
Yeah.
They're funny, they're smart, they're trolling Trump.
Using memes in the press releases? My goodness.
The weird thing was the stickiest thing. It's still sticking.
Yeah.
Weird is so effective. That was Tim Walz, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if they don't know what to do, they're like, but that's our job. Like, we're supposed to do this to you. And they're like, we're not weird.
And they're so bad at it, right? They just keep repeating it. They're weird.
Yeah.
It's like his patented Pee Wee Herman strategy.
Yeah, I know you are, but what an infinity. But that goes all the way back to the Klan of the Fiery Cross with Superman and the Klan. They had a guy infiltrate that the Ku Klux Klan and learn all their weird handshakes and things. And then they put out a 16-part radio series in 1946 of how weird the Klan is. And their recruitment fell off a cliff.
Right.
And they obliterated the Ku Klux Klan in the northern states that year. Because they called him weird.
Oh, that's
Weird is even more powerful than I am.
I just can't imagine anyone watching that YRNC and then watching this, Charlotte, and choosing that.
Isn't this
a human thing that's not partisan? This is fun. It's fun. It's joyful.
And it's authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was so much bad theater at the RNC.
Hulk
Hogan and Kid Rock and all this other nonsense.
But then they accuse us of being a showman or whatever.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Because they had Hulk Hogan, like you just said.
I mean, it's a given Stevie Wonder is no Kid Rock, but...
But do you notice how, like, even with all the entertainment here, even with all the celebrities, the most viral moments are coming from the elected officials themselves.
Yeah.
Tim Walz, Pete Buttigieg's speech last night, which was magnificent.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you the most... cited moment of this convention is going to be the vice president's speech tonight.
Yeah.
We do both, baby. We do both.
Yeah. I mean, there is genuine, like, just electricity and joy for her. Like, you can't, you know, I mean, that's why you got that it's AI, because it's obviously not AI. I mean, what a baller move to pack two 20,000 seat arenas on the same night.
Genius.
Right?
Genius.
No.
And, I mean, and accept the nomination in the place where he accepted the nomination. Mm-hmm. Baller, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, but, you know, and also we were saying, like, Hulk Hogan, I mean, he's, like, stuck in the 80s. And what he's most famous for now is getting caught saying the N-word. And he hates black people.
That's
and
right.
I was so struck. Frances from Frangela, my good friends, her little daughter loves Hulk Hogan. Oh. And apparently said to her when, after the RNC, she said, but, you know, her eyes are this big. And she said, but, Mommy, why doesn't he like us?
Oh.
I thought the Hulk Hogan was for everybody.
Oh.
And I thought that sums it up. Like, no, they're racist, misogynist jerks.
Yeah.
Oh. He's made that whole party into that. Yeah. And we're the opposite.
Right? You heard about the story with the UAW president speaking there.
Oh, Sean.
Yeah, yeah. Was that the same person? Anyway, so he came there and he spoke and... it was funny because at first people were cheering, and then he leaned into, like, the anti-elitism, you know, like,
the
working
teamster.
Class. The Teamsters.
Yeah.
Teamsters president. Thank you. Yes, thank you. And the decibel level went down. People were like, oh, I don't like this. Working class families? No, I'm not about this at all.
Yeah.
And it just speaks to just how, you know, ridiculous and sloppy and disorganized the RNC was. They have no idea what they're doing.
I mean, they're holding deport now signs, right? When the vice president candidate on that ticket is married to the daughter of immigrants. And remember, she's an immigrant.
And let's look at the Walls family and how weird it is to say, my wife isn't white, but I love her anyway.
Weird!
Can I just, I probably shouldn't say this, can I take you behind the scenes at the DNC?
Yeah. Oh, please.
So Cornel West just walked by, and yesterday,
no,
over there, they were like, would you like to meet Dean Phillips? I'm like, no.
Mm-mm.
No.
How did Cornel West get a credential?
I don't know. But I'm just worried about unity and all their attempts to kind of, and I mean, Bobby Kennedy Jr., oh, my God.
Mm.
He may endorse the dead bear cub, which has a better shot.
Oh, jeez.
Than
even the dead brain worm.
But we already knew that whole thing was
brain worm bear.
2024.
One of his buses went by last night, and I went, dead brain worm bear killer.
Dog eater.
Oh,
did Christy Noem shoot it? I mean, what is going on
but
over
I mean,
there?
R.I.P. Cricket.
What heard his lunatic running mate, like, finally said exactly, like, we don't want to hurt Trump. So we, you know, we might get out because, you know, we're taking more votes from Trump. I thought, oh, my God, this was what this always was about.
Well, they're both funded
Democrats.
by Mellon, right? Timothy Mellon.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. What election cycle, right? I mean, Christy Noem was going to be VP. Then she's like, I shot a puppy in the face. Kennedy was like, Bobby Kennedy said, hold my bear.
That's right.
How was it close?
Oh, was that?
How was it close?
I know. Well, what do you think, Allison? That's what I was going to say. She already had a bump going in, depending on what poll you believe. I mean, I can't imagine what kind of bump she gets out of this week. And then the debate and then his sentencing, right? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm very interested to see what the next 10 days look like, specifically. I mean, we only got, 75 more to go?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see where the polls go. I tend to not follow polls.
Yeah.
I actually like going on the betting, like, Polymarket website I can get... Because that's where people put their money, not their... It's, like... the most unbiased thing you can do. It's like, all right, well, this is what I'm betting money on. So it's going to be, I think she'll get a really nice bump out of all of this. And I think if we all continue to take this out into the world and keep doing this work, that'll just keep it elevated and you'll see it go up even more. But I can't believe in my soul of soul that it's
close. I mean, but on the other side, you know, as we were saying, we all have PTSD from 2016 and how far ahead Hillary was. And the one that haunts me is Dukakis was up 17 points after DNC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. gosh.
So, you know, we just, like, Kulchwal says, we can sleep when we're dead.
Yeah.
Pedal to the metal. Like,
ignore
we just,
the polls.
Yeah.
Run through the tape.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Head down.
Don't you feel like you should have more sports analogies as the sports reporter here?
Well, yeah. We're
she said run through the tape.
Play through the whistle. It's
leave it all
down
on the field.
Inches.
That's right.
It's fourth down in inches.
Do you always have to make D jokes?
I was just going to go further, and I stopped myself. Did anyone else catch me restrain myself?
Yes.
In real time.
That was hard.
That was impressive. There was
even and I don't little, mean it was hard.
There was
hard.
Even a little... Yeah.
There was like a little skid. Of then, yeah.
sometimes it goes like that.
We can hear your brain on the brakes through your mouth.
My life became complete when Barack Obama made a D-joke. I mean, that wasn't a D-joke. Trump's obsessed with crowd size.
I was like, batten down the ketchup. Yeah. It's going to be bad.
So here's the tiny Cheeto, and here's me.
And then it was Obama, right? Mm-hmm. And it was Obama. Who like, yeah.
Do all the accounts on Truth Social, by the way?
No.
I have a dummy account on Truth Social. And when something goes viral or something goes well for Vice President Harris, the notifications from Trump's account start pouring in.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So tonight during your speech,
oh geez,
just watch for the Truth Social notifications. It's going to be hilarious.
Oh my god, like the best drinking game ever.
So angry.
Allison, you and I could have written a little more on the Barack Obama. You know what I'm saying? If just as long as he was doing, he could have said like, you know, Jim, this is me. Orange is not the new black. You know, like, there could have been
all the jokes, right?
All the jokes. Yeah.
Yeah. That we've been repeating for the last however many years. You're right. But it was a great speech and Michelle Obama I thought she stole the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She turns him sideways to hug him. She's got that braid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Those beautiful hair.
First of all, I never approved the when they go high.
No.
When they go low, we go high. But no. She was just like, when they go low, I just hold my shoes, girl.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to
take your earrings.
Yeah.
Hold my earrings. I am.
Let's go.
But that's what none of us have ever done, right? None of us, we're not saying we've gone low every time. Just go medium, right? Yeah. Like, that's what Jared Muskowitz says. Don't go low. Go medium.
Go clever.
Yeah.
I always say we go to the basement. And now I say, or we go Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah.
She once courts her. She came in like a dragon.
Oh.
She did.
What about our bench? I mean, AOC. Oh, all of that. I mean,
Hakeem
Jeffries.
Hakeem
Jeffries. I mean, it's just, of every age, generation, you know.
Dana Nessel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right?
Buy my ring off my cold dead day.
Oh, my God. I know.
These years have just really kind of conditioned us into a powerhouse machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably the biggest silver lining is that you see activist politicians, everyone coming up, the next generation that looks so prepared and ready to go. And it's great to see.
No, I mean, I hate to say it. They're the ones that want to stay in power forever. But I'm like, oh, if we get this one, we're just stay there forever.
Yeah.
Cruise control.
Who's on their bench? Nobody. Right.
And look at what they value. Right. Look at what they're running on.
A guy who may or may not have had sex with a couch. That's on their bench.
That poor couch. Those poor couches.
I made her snort.
Yeah,
I win the prize.
I win.
Furnish curious.
Dolphin porn. Can you do a dolphin? You do a dolphin. There you go.
Yeah, that was even the dolphin porn that he likes. Dolphin porn. That was Flipper endorsing Kamala. All right.
That's her doing that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Are you part dolphin?
Yeah.
I'd like to find out.
Yeah. I've heard what you do with your mouth. Listen.
Do you know how we cover your drink around that, by the way? Do you know how we found out he was into the dolphin porn?
Yeah.
Was because he posted a screenshot of something, of a tweet he found, and he had bolded the words. When you search for something, it bolds the terms that you're searching for. That's how we knew he was searching for it.
Boy,
this man has no common sense whatsoever.
He did that after he was done with his couch.
Yeah. Wow. Tim Walz, right? Like, we are not going back.
No.
And then J.D. Vance, a nice blowhole.
That's what she said.
All right, kids, I have to kick you off for Senator Ben Cardin, but I can't believe that I had the four of you at the same time, and I still have an FCC license. So I'm going to get out now.
Well,
JoJo from Jers, Charlotte Clymer, Allison Gill. Oh, my God, what a rock star panel. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steph.
46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. JoJo from Jers was that sexy liberal. This is the sexy liberal of all companies, I'm telling you. They share your values. They're America's only progressive phone company. Do this now in support of this joyous week at the DNC. They've donated $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, Transgender Law Center.
Hey,
woo! Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company. You get the largest network in the country, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and bring your phone. Bring your number. Switching is so easy, right?
Sounds
Credo
good.
Mobile. We're already fluid here.
Mm-hmm.
What? CredoMobile.com. And for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card. When you bring a phone to Credo, they'll donate $50 to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. In honor of Coach Waltz, do it. Things like art supplies, technology, diverse books. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
A place where dreams come true.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand-select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burrow. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Morning Kick. Oh, I could not. I've gotten through this convention on 1 hour of sleep.
Right, right.
And my Morning Kick.
Yes.
All my supplements are in there. 10 supplements in one and a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. So you get to hydrate and you get all those supplements. You don't have to bring your little travel pill box.
Nope.
Nothing.
I'm
just saying, it is. You got ashwagandha, you got probiotics, prebiotics, stuff to help you feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being. I love it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. That is RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 53 minutes after the hour, Senator Ben Cardin is here of the great state of Maryland. Welcome, Senator.
Stephanie, it's great to be with you. It's been an incredible convention.
I would have to say, I don't think we're being partisan saying that. I have heard analysts of all stripes, even Republicans, analysts, Karl Rove, for God's sakes.
No, it's been incredible. I've been to conventions since 1984 consistently. This is by far the most exciting one I've been to. First of all, think back 5 weeks ago. We never thought we would see this type of convention.
Right.
We never thought we'd see this type of unity in our nominee for vice president and for president.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a moment that has been just can't be duplicated. And then the energy in the room is just electrifying.
And our bench, I mean, your Governor Westmore, fantastic last night, right? I mean, just unbelievable amount of talent right now in the Democratic Party.
Proud of Maryland. Maryland's really showing off big time. We have many speakers out there and the future leaders and current leaders of our state and country. We're very proud of the role Maryland's playing, but it's every state. I mean, you see leaders, the future leaders of our country being showcased here.
Well, I mean, it's such a, I mean, I keep, for some reason, Oprah sticks in my head about everyone gets a plate at our barbecue.
Yeah.
But it really is this big tent, this joyous celebration that I can't believe more people are not going to want to join. After this week, you look at the Republican convention and the hate and divisiveness and fear-mongering and just, I think Americans are done with that.
I agree with you. Oprah has a way of saying things.
Yes, she does.
Listen to her. I mean, she really.
No one can drag the A in Kamala out that long, Senator.
No, you're right. She really, I've already seen calls that are coming in, people who want to get involved. We saw that in Maryland last Thursday when we had the president and vice president there. People just wanted to be at the arena. So we just had thousands.
$500 million in 1 month.
Yeah. No, it's people want to be part of this. They don't want to be left out in this moment in history.
Mm-hmm.
They realize this is a moment in history, and they don't want to be left out.
And you know what's interesting when we talk about this? Could we have imagined this? I love Joe Biden, and I was very loyal to the end to Joe Biden. So there is part of me that feels bad, you know, that I don't want to make it sound like, oh, my God, thank God, you know, because I think there's been so much love and respect for Joe Biden. And I think it's frankly one of the things driving this is that you know, he was so unequivocal in his support of Kamala Harris so quickly, because I think the one thing he wanted to avoid is an open convention, is some ridiculous mini primaries, chaotic, et cetera. So I think there's that. I think there's Hillary Clinton was fantastic. I think there's a lot of built up stuff from 2016. Mm-hmm. Now we're post Roe. I mean, talk about the factors that...
No, you're exactly right. First of all, Joe Biden, I've known him for a long time. When I came to the Senate, he was chair of my Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Now, I chair that committee, so we've been friends for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I was glad to see that Monday was really devoted to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And the love that was in that room for him, the reactions he's getting around the country.
Yeah.
He's beloved.
Yeah.
And he made the right decision.
Yeah.
And I agree. I'm very loyal to Joe Biden. I think he's an incredible
That was important president. That he said that all this reporting about mad at people is not true.
Right.
And just, you know, that it's sort of added to this joyous celebration. The humor he's showing now. I've been in the Senate for 200. I was in the Senate for 270 years.
Yeah, too young to be senator and too old to be president.
Right.
This bookcase of his career. He has a great sense of humor. No question about it.
Senator, we have about a minute left. What do you hope for tonight? I mean, it's hard to top every night here, but what are you hoping
for
tonight?
You know, you're right. First of all, I thought that Tim Walz was unbelievable. The way he can relate to people. I didn't even know him well.
I mean, neither.
And we love this guy, and he relates. And so I think tonight you're going to see the vice president, our nominee for president, show herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's been a loyal vice president. She has the same type of values as President Biden does. but she's her own person. Yep. She's shown that throughout her career, and I think you're going to see that showcased tonight as she develops her style, her priorities, and the confidence of the American people and global leaders that she will be the leader of the free world.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying, the way they're running this campaign is so fantastic, the filling two venues on the same night, accepting the nomination,
yes,
where Trump accepted his, and just, I can't imagine the eruption tonight when she comes out.
Oh, it's going to be a magic moment.
Yep.
Senator, thanks for being one of the good guys and all the great work you do in the Senate and taking time for us on, I know, a super busy week. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you.
Thanks all right.
To you all too.
Senator Ben Cardin.
Yes.
I don't know what the song was for Maryland that the DJ played, but it's in my head.
Yeah.
All right. We will see you tomorrow for the DNC wrap-up show live from Max and Benny's restaurant tomorrow here in Chicago before we take off. Have a great last night at the convention, everybody. Live from the DNC, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll preview the weekend events happening all around our area.
And it's a dumpster fire Friday. We'll go through all the news from Idiocracy.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Democratic National Convention tonight, Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver the biggest speech of her life when